So as we all know, our practice is going to be a true one or not. It depends on our motivation.
So not only to become
a true Dharma practice, but to become a highest practice. So we try to at least make some effort to have artificial kind of bodhicitta. Through that, our practice will be going to be true and as well as the highest practice. So in order to do that, we will try to make some effort to create bodhicitta within us. So we will contemplate on this thing for a moment.
So, what we gonna do now
with this great motivation, we're gonna listen to the teachings that the past Buddha has went through this path and attained full enlightenments, and the future Buddhas also will go through this path and attend the full enlightenments.
So in this practice,
if one can able to live and practice accord with this teaching, then even your even
your one day would be really, you know, can spend or enjoy peace, and ultimately, you know, there is no doubt about to, you know, attain the Buddhahood. So, you know, that kind of you know, precious you know, activities we're gonna do.
Chibutamba tanda yene song yung di kosala ini dada kepa ye nepa la mhe diyo yung di kosala ini nebe ini mhe tonde dada ye songpa nage ji lani ma duwa ina ini dem mhenpa ye chiyo ma re mhe ye chiyo ma re sarani ye chiyo re sa song ya re ini tela pyode jana song ya re sarana.
So like I acknowledge the press you know great master given here is that you know if there is a you know physician who is specialist on that you know diseases, and that physician check the patients and you know prescribe the medication. So you know, so if the patient didn't follow the advice of that specialist, then you know that is not the fault of the patients. And also, that is not fault of the, you know, drugs either.
Maso thoma meba tanda kare tanda pado kare gichyan ha dewar se sona chu zuyo chile rewa ja te yuto no sosola kale jo mugyo to no keson ji aba de jija chen ma to sosu chu no no panzi de te rani gichyan de te no ta ji chen no sochi che jo ma re te gi tanda pal ha dewar se.
So likewise, you know, we are doing the same thing. That you know, we have you know, the opportunity to connect with you know the you know great you know physicians like you know masters, and we have opportunity to practice you know their advice, but you know we are hoping to you know hoping. That you know, we don't have to work hard. You know, we are hoping that Dharma will, you know, kind of transform, you know, automatically for us. Not you know, like we try to work hard, and you know, you know, and integrate with the, you know, instruction. So that is what, you know, we lack so far.
So we all, you
know, should understand and know that, you know, what we are, you know, listening and teaching, you know, this kind of path is, you know, is the one that we have to follow, you know, and live and practice. That is what we are, you know, we are supposed to trying to do. But you know, it is not like you know somebody, you know, went through this path and attained different realization, like not like that kind of you know story or legend or whatever. So we go through the text now.
So
now we will go through the texts, you know, there is four chapters, as we went through before, showing the greatness of the teachings of author in order to establish that it is of novel origin, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, how to listen to and explain the teachings, how to lead students with the actual instructions. So these are the four chapter of the entire text.
So this
Lamrim text, you know, sum up in this four chapters.
So
the first chapter showing the greatness of the teachers, a teaching's order in order to establish that it is of Nobel origin. So for this chapter, if we have a time, we need to talk about the greatness of the our founding teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni. So therefore, you know, we don't have a since we don't have a time, you know, to do all those, you know, things. At least we are doing the, you know, the this time we are, you know, listening and explaining the, you know, Lamrim. So, you know, Lamrim is the, you know, commentary of the Atisha's lamp for the path. So, you know, it is said that whoever is the author of the lamp for path is also the author of Lamrim. So therefore, you know, showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of Nobel origin, we will, you know, take a little time to explain about the, you know, greatness of the Atisha.
Ani choje pade adesha yene chewa sene re zeba sene dela ani dombo ri pison so ba chewa si bi chi sene de khasinga zon ro sai ba sa ji sung do de de le ye de ni bi che ni ne de ba le chewa che che sene sa ji sung yo no sa ji dombo de khasinga zo du du ji xie sa wa je sa la da.
So the Atisha's you know greatness or the Atisha's you know autobiography, you know, we have went through before, so this is, you know, like mentioned here that, you know, how he took rebirth in an excellent lineage, and how knowing many texts he gained, and the good qualities of the scriptural knowledge, and how engaging in proper practice he gained, and the good qualities of the experiential knowledge.
Did you Pena rib jawashi ne ini tenderle yenten piso soba kande ni resesona ini longi yenten ni sida tobi yenten ni sini resada longto ni yenten ni sini.
So now we're going to go to the second thing. How upon that basis he gains good quality is two part. First part of the good quality is knowing many texts. He gained the good qualities of the scriptural knowledge, and the second, how engaging in proper practice, he gained the good qualities of the experiential knowledge. So how knowing many texts he gained the good quality of the scriptural knowledge is like, we, if we we know how to recite the, Heart Sutra, and then, then, we can, we can proclaim that, we gain the good qualities of the, have gained the good qualities of the, scriptural knowledge. So, how, the Atisha gained the good qualities in of the scriptural knowledge, the Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes on the, eight verses of praise composed by Nakso, or the great translator, and upon that, Lama Tsongkhapa tried to emphasize on the good qualities of the scriptural knowledge gained by Atisha. So as we got the precise translation, so we have to know what are the, those praise.
Takurundwa bena gonlo nyi tsaji shebanan teje ngo so ge thimo yire ne ne bena juse juje tsage sengen da zoi ne sengen ne leba jambi ke sengen da ne tsema ke ba da je ne sendwa lo nyi tsaji gonlo nyi tsaji tsunjela thimo yire ne bena ripin ne nga yino ale thimo yire ne ji tombo jibo de ne shide ne ke ba cha sha so so da
so as Nakso praises in the 80 verses, at the age of 21, Atisha, he has mastered the 64 arts, all forms of crafts and Sanskrit language and all philosophy. So this, this kind of qualities are common to the mundane and the dharma.
Ini chipa de pena de no ge ni golo chenga la pheba de yetsa na ini chema ri ti se na ini shurobi to ga to ge wa khepa tan ra ta yin chuba chen na ini phige de phamba de nzen de wa sala
da. And more specially, at the at the age of 15, you know, Atisha age of 15, after hearing the Dharma Kirti's draft of reasoning, one time Atisha debate with a famous scholar, a non-Buddhist, a logician, and defeated him.
Him be trouble. Benak tiyu tiyuse thala yani khapa re sena pa keda pa jaga kono pa jayon re chise gana kange shuji chau chamu rondo ala da kyun de jaba yani na chonglong be songso sendo.
So whereby his fame has spread everywhere in you know in that in that region, in that region or place.
Tendriji ki tese de la ini ben jena be tula kan se kan je tendriji de la ini nen jo jo so che mo che do ji xie zin de yin ni zhu tao ba qian bo la ma ra ho la zeng de la ini che do ji on yo zo xie ne ini sam chen yang ini ga de yi xi sang yi do ji xie se ne ini chen de le su duo sa da ben de che do ji on la ma ko ro ka tu lo xian de pe pe jie ba xu duo ben de la ma Rahula ini cedoji yang onshen ini cedoji ini pada sejati ini nenjo pada lah onshen ini samsen ini ngasung ha ini tena samsen sebur dia lah ini cen lah ini yesi doji sena dah doa.
So then, you know, there is a you know Black Mountain Temple, where you know the great guru or the master Rahula. Gupta resides. So you know, from Rahula Gupta, you know, he received the you know complete initiation of the Hevesra, and you know, and Rahula Gupta, you know, give him a secret name. It's called in Tibetan, Yeshe Dorji.
Temanze tanda ini lama tanda yang guru ni bela lama temi shola tu nene sangat doji tepa yang on mampu sini tanda cik yang nello ini cuba jerani lepa sangat itu nengani kepa ini yang ini tanda yang cik tak kau jangan sana masa nak tawa doji tanda lepa cung doa.
So not only you know that you know then gradually from many different you know masters. You know, Atisha received, you know, many initiations and, you know, instructions from different highly realized teachers and, you know, and through practicing that, you know, Atisha gained, you know, many realizations, and you know, Atisha himself has some conviction that you know, in Tantra, you know, Atisha myself, you know, he has a sense of feeling that you know. You know, he is the you know great scholar of tantras at that time.
Tendu jigi tenga suno masen ngaji macabi tenda la ini kando man tendu jigi ini ngaji sangaji lebon tenu ngaji ne ini tan je manu mesaba tenu je manu man tenu ini melon sencola tena ini ngaji robo tete sama cai gitu ne nado asala.
And also at that time, you know, Atisha have a sense of, you know, pride that, you know, I am the, you know, one of the greatest scholar in Tantra. So, you know, the pride is, you know, a kind of obstacles for the growth. So, you know, in the, in in different time, you know, many Dakinis and the Dhaka Dakinis, you know, came into his dream and have a vision, and you know, they gave him a, you know, many a tantric text that, you know, Atisha has never saw before. So these are to, you know, to weaken or to loosen his sense of pride
knowledge.
So then, you know, at the age of 29, up to the age of 29, the Atisha received many, you know, direct, you know, vision or in the dream, like from by many, you know, meditational deities, and as well as many gurus in his dream and urge him to become a monk, you know. Then age of 29, Adisha became a monk.
Then the road to Majum being hard on the Gonglo, Chuchila Pedina, Chusula Pedina, Pamanya Yene, Tanda Jesus in Yetandala Kalish, which are his lada.
So before Atisha, you know, became a monk, you know, Atisha's mom and dad, you know, worked so hard that, you know, he will continue their, you know, their monarchies.
Ani ti nego sala ani kando mantendri yengo supene ani.
So then, you know, at that time, you know, the mom and dad, you know, really, you know, always asking him to take the responsibilities, you know, of their kingdom. So, you know, the Dakinis, you know, they show they know it is the time to urge him to, you know, to become a monk, and it will really benefit immense for the Dharma and for himself and so many sentient beings. So, you know, the Dakinis, they kind of urge him through different poets and different songs and so on. So there are many, you know, stories about those things, but we don't want to go through.
So the
Dakinis, you know, they prophesize him that, you know, you are the great being that, you know, many lifetimes you observe the, you know, perfect vows of the, you know, of the monks. So, you know, if the great being like you, you know, didn't become monk, you know, you take the responsibilities of the kingdom, instead of becoming a monk, then, you know, it would be really bad for the dharmas. So you got to become a monk, you know, and that will benefit a lot.
Ani tenri chile pamanyi yika, kanje pamanyi yika chomba tesi yi kanga yi nga chon nduwa lanchi ndega chon rogo chi chena kanje yume kanga yi chi lochon tosa kanga kia tong xie chow tenri chene pa gogo tong kasi tang tu tu takhi tang tang man tuwa chen. Ani pina jese tenri rada la ngomba jasa rogo yin sana yini tenla soso ki lama jasa chena rada rile ya tenri ya chep pe na yini lama jene tenri yi son chesho lochon tosa lata.
So, you know, the mom and dad really work hard, you know, that he should take the responsibilities of the kingdom. So, you know, they didn't give the permission to become a monk, and also the you know, subject themselves also, you know, kind of trying to stop him to become a monk. You know, they entertain, try to entertain him in many different ways, you know, like showing many, you know, many singing, dancing, and kind of, you know, enjoyments. But, you know, Atisha kind of, you know, Atisha cannot able to say no directly, so Atisha pretend that, you know, he will go for a hunting. So, you know, he pretend he is going for a hunting to the, you know, people, and then he went to the deep forest and seek the, you know, gurus and receive, you know, different
instructions. 아니 이제네 파마드스 얘네 당가 저기 보게 되지 형바라고 자나 선바탄의 명이 창도선 아니 이제네 파마드스 콜라 지 레타라고 치 아니 이제네 보게 얘네 코다 관제 제스 정금이 아니 출연 로고 인선 데네 이제네 아메타 제네 이제네 야 출을 당샤살라다
So he is doing that all the time, you know, going to the forest, you know, pretending he is going for hunting, but you know, he seek many different lamas. And eventually, you know, he saw there are many, you know, there is a teacher, you know, he is engaged in the actual, you know, dress up in the tantric, you know, tantric dresses, like, you know, like to us it seems like abnormal that, you know, the disciple and the lama, everybody is in naked and have different bone ornaments in their, you know, in their body, and, you know, different activities, like, you know, like great yogis. So to us, you know, it's see like kind of abnormal, kind of crazy people. So then, you know, at the end, Atisha received many instructions from this teacher, and, you know, they all, you know, visited the Atisha's palace or the kingdom with a kind of different abnormal activities, and abnormal mostly, you know, is kind of naked and have a bone and like that, ornaments, and, you know, kind of dancings and singing in a dharma way, but, you know, to those people, it seems like kind of crazy people gather. So then, you know, when they come to the palace, you know, everybody think now, you know, the Atisha has become crazy, like kind of hippies. And I don't know about that, but you know, something like that. So his mom and dad kind of, you know, lose their hope that, you know, to take the responsibility of his kingdom. So eventually his mom agreed that, you know, now he should become a monk as he want.
Tene rodu shon sa kembo del pena nga da je tembo shubi da je tembo ye je sala tu ta ma ji no na je da ma ma sing de je da ne de ba sen sa yi de ba jeo je no ne ma le sa yi de ba jeo je no ne sa yi de ba je sing ji yo re tene sa yi de ba je no ne ne pe chen de ba sing de ye ne ye 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 ne de wan zu ba kye ba chen bo ne she la ra chi da sing de la ne rodu shon do sa la.
So then he got the permission from the mom and dad. Then, you know, he took the, you know, vows of the, full ordained vows from, you know, from Master Shila Rakshita, you know. Yeah, he was a Mahasamgika elder, a great upholder of the text to the disciple called, you know, Shila Rakshita. So Shila Rakshita is a Vyavashika, you know, school of thoughts. He hold the, you know, view of the Vyavashika school of thoughts. Among the Vyavashika, there are 18 different sections. So, you know, the main four sections there is called the, you know, I don't know how to translate, but in Tibetan it is called Felchin Deba. So, you know, he is one of the, great master of that views, holder of that view, school of thoughts. So at that time, whom he his abbot, you know, the Shila Rakshita, you know, is a highly realized, you know, being, a person, and also he is renowned at that time, that place, that, you know, he has reached the path of, you know, preparation or the path of, you know, activities.
Tanaka suki pena chojel and the pankara shirinjanas, any mamenzi shes said any sentang it kum, shir kasa shilara chita sing the red wasalata. Joji said.
So then his abbot, you know, give him the name, dharma name, you know, Dipamkara Shirijana, like, you know, George Marmidze. So this name was given by his abbot, you know, Shila Rakshita.
Oh, then the Golo Sunju Suji about the Senji Tibi now repeat the woman on a Jansians, Chiba the Judashian the Chamusin. Did you go to Lejon, Benajon Kera Chichu, the Judashian the Chamusin, the Redo? 주타 오미 yung tsuwa re nduwa kasa jida mawa dan do debi yung tsuwa jingye ye ni yung de la yini yu rinbi pada yini sojo nao xa sala da.
So then, you know, until he was 31, you know, Atisha trained in the higher and lower scriptural collection of the Buddhist knowledge within the tradition of the philosophy, in particularly, you know, the at that time, you know, school of Vaishikas thought is very, you know, very flourish at that time, and you know, the school of Vaishikas thought, you know, their their main scriptural text is called the Great Detailed Explanation. It's called Mahavaishika. So it is a, you know, big text, you know. So, you know, he became the master of that text.
Tanda tenru ye jira shen zu chenpo se de sen sa de dama rachi ta se shen ala sa kasi do lo chun yin pa de sen na som de.
So that Mahavaishikas, you know, that great text, he received the, you know, explanation from his abbot Srila Rakshita.
Kanji te nego sala pena kono Joji the Pankara Kuno Jawaina Pitch Debi Louis Jatina Ninjaba Zonjura Yenaya Deba Jigi Jonla Shinton Kebachina Kagai Zu Yi Gentleba Double Chance at Lada.
So, you know, at that time actually, you know, the Atisha have received the instructions, and he received the vows from the, you know, this master. He is the view holder of called the in Felchin Deba. So, but he also, you know, became a very skilled in the text of the three basic schools of Vaishika.
Go to you to Sala Kanji Jagan Ranshi Kanga Jung Kandaji and Kanga Tulichine. You can do Tuta Kandajin and take you part of the sun and Kanga Patsugi gentle tabuta Gushi kept up into Tachi Chowers.
So not only that, you know, he also, you know, have a great knowledge of, you know, at that time's different philosophy, all the philosophies, and he became the crown jewel of all the scholars of at that time.
とはでれれどだ。しのぎとたぎじしばせげて、しでのべのかれかぼいさろ。しすじょうじべのペディコソルたがべのれれ。やね、じゃがのらやね、しのぎとたじひげて、このち、やね、なろばち、やね、しんてばそまでよまれす。だなろばのごばぞさがべのれてて、だじゃがやべめしちょぼちゃでやさんでとるそんびろじとるどうさらだ。
So, and also, you know, Atisha, one time Atisha told, you know, to the, you know, the disciples of in Tibet, you know, the person who can distinguish, you know, the viewpoint or the tenets of the Buddhist and non-Buddhist, you know, is very, very hard, you know. It need to be a really skilled, really learned, a great scholar, and a highly realized person. Otherwise, you know, when it comes to the subtle, you know, it is really hard to distinguish which is Buddhist and which is non-Buddhist. So, you know, at that time in India, there's only three masters. They can, you know, distinguish the, you know, Tenen's view of the Buddhist and the non-Buddhist. One is Atisha himself, and one is the great Mahasiddha Naropa, and one is the Shantipa. So, you know, then Atisha told, now I am in Tibet, and, you know, and then Naropa, the Shantipa Kharcha.
Naropa, Gumbazwa Sadwa, Shantipa Madhoya Mareta, Javaya, Pechubo Chadwa Sadwa.
So, I am in Tibet, and Naropa is passed away.
And
now in India, only, you know, Shantipa is left. So, you know, and now in India, it is becoming really, you know, tough and hard for the Dharma. So at that time, he told like that to that Tibetan disciples. So we take a break here.
So,
how knowing many texts, he gained the good quality of the scriptural knowledge, and second, how engaging in proper practice, he gained the good qualities of the experiential knowledge. So the first about the knowledge, about the scriptural knowledge, that's that much we can go through. If people wanna learn more, then you know there is a, you know, precise autobiographic. So people can look at those texts and learn more about it. Now, how engaging in proper practice, Atisha gained the good quality of the experiential knowledge. So for this, you know, for this, actually, in general, you know, there are three precious scriptural collection. Includes all of the scriptural teaching of the Buddhas. Thus, the three precious training must also include the teaching as they are realized. These are the three scriptural collection that emphasizes on the, you know, emphasizes on the is called, you know, in Theravadan tradition, I think it is called the Tripitaka, and in Tibetan it is called Denesum, and here it says three precious scriptural collection. So these three deals with the, you know, the ethical discipline, Vinaya Sutra, and Abhidharma, many different sutras, I guess. It says such as. Over here you can see, with respect to that, the scripture and their commentaries repeatedly praise training in ethical discipline as the basis for all good qualities, such as the training in concentration and wisdom. Therefore, at the outset, you must have the good quality of the knowledge that occur in the context of the
training in ethical discipline, and other are, you know, I think it's Abhidharma and many collection of sutras.
Tadugyu dhyana songe jyoja shenye she jyoja dhyana jyoji dhyana dhyana songma dhyo maare ane labi laba songse gore laba tsurunje laba laba tengenze laba ane shiroje laba labi laba rumbo che naba song mayenye ye yang tobi yen tenche nye ya maare salada kono yu maandiyo nge se gore mayenye se jyoja.
So this precious spiritual collection or the Tripitaka, you know, contains the, you know, three higher trainings, you know. Three higher training is first in the training in the moral conduct of the body, speech, and mind. That is the first, and the second is the training in the concentration, you know, and the third is the training in the, you know, ultimate wisdom or the wisdom. So, you know, these three Tripitaka contains the training in the, you know, moral conduct, training in the, you know, concentration, and training in the wisdom. So, you know, all the practice, you know, included, all the Buddhist practice included in this three higher training or in these three precious scriptural collections. So this training in ethics, you know, or the ethical discipline is the basis or the foundation of the two other higher trainings, the concentration and the wisdom. So because of that, you know, first, you know, what we have to perfect it is, you know, we need to perfect, one need to perfect it in this, you know, or training in ethics. So training in ethics or the training in morality is, you know, like beginning from the, you know, ten precepts, virtuous precepts, to, you know, the highest vows of the Tantra or the Vajrayana. So if we go through the text, then, you know, that Atisha possessed the training in ethics. That Atisha possessed the training in ethics is explained in relation to three aspects: the superior vows of the individual liberation, and second is the Bodhisattva vows, and the third is the vows of the Vajrayana.
So
So the first, the superior vows of the individual liberation, as mentioned in the text by Naxos 80 verses of praise, I bow down to the elder upholder of the text of disciplines, supreme of the monks, possessing the glory of pure deeds, you, having entered the door of the Sharvaka vehicles, guarded ethical discipline as a yak guards its tail.
Tendu ki tsutu ki damba senare, sota ki damba de lene zode, so ki shene ma damba, damba nachi, so ki shene ma damba somba res, pena sene, pena nye gona shigadu.
So since, you know, Atisha received the ordained monk's vow from his abbot, Srila Rakshita, you know, he guard his vow, you know, even for the, you know, sake of his life, you know, as mentioned here.
Bena ya singhide ngama ta ngama kanchi se korwa ngama kanchi hindun la to so na ne hindu de ngama kanchi de meje ate de yuten da la so so meje shene shiji jan so ge shen ngama kanchi de meje ge sanche chi do yore sen so do de na ye ye ne la ba tsuje je da ma ta ji yang ne so ge shen ma do so go yore se da so
wa so like mentioned here there happened to be a unique animal is called yak. Is so that yak is so attached to the hair of its tail that when a single hair get cut in bruise, it will risk its life to guard that no hair be lost, even if it sees that it might be killed by a hunter. Likewise, Atisha, after receiving the complete vows of the monks, guarded at the risk of his life every minor fundamental training, not to mention the major fundamental trainings to which he was committed. Therefore, as it is said in Naxos 80 verse of praise, he was an elder who was a great upholder of the texts on disciplines.
So,
because of that, you know, he is a great upholder of the disciplines. Then the second is the Bodhisattva vows. So then the second is the Bodhisattva vows, as mentioned here in Naxos 80 verses of praise. You, having entered the door of the perfection vehicle, developed the pure, wholehearted resolve, and due to your spirit of enlightenment, you would not desire living beings. I bow down to you, intellect and the compassionate one. So, you know, Bodhisattva vows always is, you know, that, you know, out of love and compassion, you know, you took a vow that you won't neglect the sentient beings even for a moment. So that kind of great compassion is needed.
The country is that the Chen Dawa Karre Dawa Ji in a Chimanakola 코로기니 집이 포랑기 숄로데 폐가 돼 있잖아요. 선제 통제라는 상바다 진지게 세워야 아니 코 드르기 수익들 말씀 상에들어 두세 지단에 코 상추 생기 공시 한 가지는 예외 발에서는 선도살아다.
So therefore in generally as you know we went brief earlier that you know even the Adisha at the you know at the you know 8 months time you know at the baby's time when he went out of the you know palace you know when he sees the people when he sees the people he recited the you know many verses about the you know importance of the compassion and the altruistic thoughts and so on. So what that indicate is that you know Atisha has a lot of you know familiarities in the compassion and love in many you know previous lifetimes.
Trained in all those, you know, vows, and you know, he has, you know, immense realizations, and as well as, you know, great scholar. That you know, his all the, you know, qualities are overflowing at that kind of. You know, knowledge and you know and realization he possess, but you know he is wondering. He was wondering that you know, what is the best you know supreme practice to attain you know Buddhahood or the full enlightenment. So at that time, you know. One of the Lama, you know, told him that, you know, the bodhicitta is the, you know, is the, you know, main cause to attain Buddhahood. And as well as at that time, you know, when Atisha was the abbot of the monastery and he goes around the pilgrimage in Bodh Gaya, and you know when he toured the Bodh Gaya temple inside and out. At that time, many meditational deities, and as well as you know. Many images in their kind of, you know, spontaneously talk to Atisha that, you know, you have to practice bodhicitta, and bodhicitta is the main, you know, is the main practice to attain Buddhahood. That kind of, you know, amazing events happen.
Tritchilatakarichan Majana Zubisanji Komodo, Yanansi, Nishanjuji Sandro Mochin, say the Resha 다시 주지 생을 모친이 담바셔서 수요에서 툴로 공부 대이 내거서라 아니 대이 뒤라에네 상추 생이 담방아서 이 초도 집어대 라마슬림 바레세 되네 바 바용다라고 차도도 와
So at that time, you know, Adisha felt that, you know, he need to help the, you know, bodhicitta and he want to realize the bodhicitta and, you know, and he understand that bodhicitta is the quickest or the most advanced to attain the practice, to attain the Buddhahood. So then he wonder, you know, who can give him the, you know, instruction on that practice. Then, you know, the Lama Tsilingpa is the renowned, you know, master of the bodhicitta. At that time, you know, Tsilingpa is renowned all over the great, you know, bodhicitta, bodhisattvas, or the great master of bodhicitta.
Did you get Zabling in Rotos and the Rigilian? Somebody said, Janso Nona in it, Janso Pagala in it, Sling Yu Tivina, the Rigil Nobleness at Rogue said, Somba Pasu in it, Janso Nona Drongi, the Nuduas Lada.
So at that time, you know, the, you know, tradition, the traders, you know, the, you know, they go in the big, you know, sailing boats from one continent to another continent in a sailing boat. The traders go from India to, you know, a sailing place, and, you know, they bring different jewels and treasures, and, you know, they trade, you know, from one country to another. So you know, it at that time there are many traders, you know, who are going to seek the treasures or the jewels across the oceans of Siling. So then at that time they arrange you know, guide that, you know, that many experienced traders are going across the ocean to Siling, you know, the at that time, including Atisha, there are 130, you know, pundits, scholars, and the practitioners. You know, they seek the help of the, you know, those traders, and went in their, you know, sailing boats to sailing.
Tendu yi tisu tendu chila ini jansan nun pan doi nega sile di gara onshu le sobat da ki pache chana ini hapa duja chana ini dru alo jara chana ini nangka nun to jab ini nyu nun la nyan chambo tundu yi ka ne pache padu me ba shun ini penta ta ta segi zun tri che ini
So, you know, when they board the ship, big, you know, ship, and they are going through the, you know, big ocean from India to Siling, and, you know, at that time, in the middle of their voyage, the Maharas kind of jealous to them, and they try to make a trouble on their ship. You know, they kind of they make a a hailstorm and lightnings and thunders and, you know, and wind, strong wind, and many animals like a huge fish and kind of, you know, sea monsters that try to topple or try to, you know, try to upside down their boat, you know, that kind of obstacle happen, you know, the sea monsters block their ship, cannot move, and wind blowing and really scary things happen at that time, you know. Atisha concentrate on, you know, compassion, and the fellow pandits, you know, they perform many, you know, miracles that to overcome those hindrances, and eventually through the power of the meditating on compassion, they subdue all the obstacles in their path. So, you know, there are many, they face many difficulties on the way in their voyage, and it took 13 months on the sea to reach, you know, sailing. So when they reach the sailing, you know, then, you know, they didn't went immediately to see the master Selingpa, but, you know, they wait for 4 days and investigate and, you know, and you know, examine who is this Lama Selingpa and how he is and all his backgrounds, they check for 4 days.
Ani tadrige baba la ine penta ta nyi se twa ine ko tadrige paru ye mise ya jaga da phe ba yin no as ki ma ja ja ine la ma sene ba je kha do ine dere dere so nyi nga so yelo ba do la ine jaga gi penta ta ke ra cha ma tan ine jo ji pa de ade sha sa do phe er se gu do sa ne ine jo ka sa la ma sene ba le ya shu ine sa la ma sene ba shin de ga bo je ne ko tadrige pa chu ji la lo gi de wa je ne tadrige je ne pa ka ja ta je ne ko je ne shu do sa la.
So in these 4 days, you know, they check Lama Selingpa about him, and then, you know, some of the fellow pandits, you know, they pretend like they are not in, come from India, they are not Indian, they are kind of the native people, and they went to meet the Lama Selingpa and talk about, I have heard that, you know, the great master from India came here to see you, the great Atisha, he's called Atisha, and what do you think about him? You know, they ask kind of that kind of questions to Selingpa, and Selingpa was really delighted, you know, and happy about hearing that Atisha has come to Seling and like that.
Diki jinsen rabu kare tengu wa rasa zona, lama da lama se yite ko Taji chenna mato, lansa kuro nga tsundri na, di lama jiya le tuya de chen lansa rogu ro, tanti che juya ma res. Nga lanri lama tsuki sunji la. Chue singe de lama da lalho ki diwa che singe de la, pati taji chenne jene. Tanti ki che guye ki karsa, ta nga tsundri ma tsundri ta, tsundri rogu chi, gogu u res.
So why they did this kind of check on Lama Selingpa is that, you know, these masters, they are our role model. So, you know, they are showing us that, you know, in the future practitioners, you know, they don't haste, you know, they don't develop a bond of the lamas and the disciple. So you need to really check thoroughly about the Lama, that you can make a bond of the lama and disciple or not. You know, it is very important that you know you make a bond and of lama and disciple. Later on, you broke it. You know, then that would be a really obstacle to their practice.
Kasata, Georgia de Lama Sene Banyaga Yeni, Jia Yutuzo, any show Nigane, any Nama Jaga, any Dajet Dama should be Nako Nay, any Shana Kase, the Lonze, the Rukone, Chugo, also going to show Nigan and Sebondi, any to region, any Jutu Nandus.
So then eventually, you know, the request, the Lama Selingpa that they come from India and they want to. You know, his they want him to accept them as his disciples and give the instructions like that, and then Lama Selingpa really delighted, and then Lama Selingpa make a arrangement of the day that all the monks they are in their, yellow robes and holding the, the begging balls and different, banners and musics and all those things to receive the great beings in their place. All the monks line up.
And it
So at the actual day, when they met, at that time, there are many, auspicious, things happen that everybody can observe, and everybody is amazed and surprised, and inspired of the event.
The
Atisha brought a gift for Lama Selingpa that is a is a precious vase, is transparent inside out, and adorned with many precious gems, and when he present that to the Lama Selingpa, and Lama Selingpa said, "It is very auspicious that you give me this vase. Now what it represent is it represent that I will transform my." Transfer my all the knowledge and instructions, like one vase full to the another empty vase. So, like that kind of auspiciousness is established here. So they both really happy. So then, a request for the, for the teachings, and Lama Selingpa give all the, knowledge and the teachings and the realization he got, you know, transfer that to the Atisha, and you know, Atisha stayed there for long time, you know, until he attained all the realization of the instructions that received from Lama Silingpa, and at the end he has attained all the perfect realizations of all the instruction received from Lama Silingpa.
That is doji tipi batma lot to wait ali sansat chiba de lama de do chiba de lama sini ba de ne jize shamba da chamba da jaya thome de shwal le jibi namba chu la re de jamba les de ba le rande yo wa to ne je de chi na je de ne da ge lama la de de ye ne je da de de ye chi ni re na chuoji ki tombo chu sung e de jize shamba go bo sung e shang chi de nga de len sung e ne ji sung do wa ma chuoji le chu thoma sung e de yo wa shang bi sung shang chi de nga se de len sung e ne ji sung do la da.
So as in the text, you know, Naxos prays, you have entered the door of the perfection wisdom, developed the pure wholehearted resolve, and due to your spirit of enlightenment, you would not desert living being. I vow down to you, intelligent and compassionate one. So thus, it said that he trained in many instructions for developing the spirit of the enlightenment, which is rooted in love and compassion. In particular, relying on Silingpa, you know, he had trained for a long time in the supreme instruction transmitted from the Venerable Maitreya and Manju Gosha to Asanga and Shandideva, respectively. Through this, as the 80 verses of the prayer says, the one who set aside his own interests and look up the burdens of the other's interests is my guru.
Tony just said you should have a chicken and logo is a killing by the line. Mince and you send you cheaper to each and a shiver. Mince and you send you go lane. Any pedo.
So there arose in his heart the spirit of the enlightenment that cherish other more than oneself, that inspirational spirit induced in him the engaged spirit of enlightenment. He then learned the practice. Pursuant to his promise to train in the great waves of the Bodhisattva's deed, and with the good deeds, with those good actions, he never transgresses the boundaries of the court of the conqueror's children. So, in this way, he took the perfect vows of the, you know, bodhicitta. You know, engaging in bodhicitta conduct and the aspirational bodhicitta vows to these things.
Tanga so kariche gure. Tendu ki chibu tamba teki shangchu sengi tenda la dawa chisu sula tendu ki kalle jone pe gu e di jinsen karar se na. Ani zubi sanji ji kubon ta yi lang sengi di shangchu ki sen chibu la ra lemba di. Go. Tendriki tsachem boyin bat hako bala dene ranyi chang, ane tendriki lanzong batele chi. Mala tsachem mazen ala jau tuwa chi yunwa shu sangi ili chi. Tendriki ki gawa da tuwa nang chegu ursa lada.
So, you know, listening this thing, what we have to do is, you know, we have to know that, you know, the bodhicitta is the best path or the quickest path to attain, you know, Buddhahood. So, you know, we will make place that, you know, we will also strive on this practice, you know, and follow the path of those great masters and, you know, dedicate all our activities to attain that state.
Tendrujisana don turajana ngaso rangji kanga tuse chuse ji ni sema sema na de yirin le busu to mo gwa ji de zi samba ji le le de yoe chul de zi rero jana ngaro so rangji kanga kyeson ro wasa.
So if we could able to do that, then you know we gather here for 2 hours, that will be meaningful, and you know, we don't feel like kind of tired, you know, being here. Instead of that, we can inspire ourselves, and you know, try to relate our activities with that kind of with this kind of path.
Yeah, that's energy.
So we stop today.
Malang di tujuh nong yang cacing lop muka cek. Tujuh nong cacing yang sangat kau berawas lah dah kau macet.
So as we all know that we at the beginning, at the end, what we have to do. So you know, we do the dedication.